tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it?
Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back, but it was signed by Babe Ruth! You keep telling me that. Who is she?
Well, don't touch that dial, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of SWAT!
The King of Crack!
The Colossus of Clout!
The Colossus of Clout!
Babe Ruth!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Here's Tom Morgan.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan with Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions and producer Adam Abdallah. Vince Clementi from ERC Delivery couldn't make it today, so it's just me, Bill, and Adam here to take your questions about the value of your collectibles. It could be sports collectibles. It could be pop culture. It could be political, whatever you might have. If you think you might have some value, give us a call at 312-332-3776, and we'll try to give you the best estimate that we can give of what your item might sell for in a current auction. Now, since Vince from ERC Delivery can't be here this week, I'm going to give away a box of 2014 Leaf Legends of the Lynx Golf, which is really a neat product. And whoever wins the drawing will have to come into Triple Crown in Naperville this week. Between tomorrow and Saturday. I'm not open on Sunday, so you'll have to come in between Monday and Saturday to pick up the box, or we'll move it into next week's drawing. So give us a call, 312-332-3776. I have an item from that Leaf Legends of the Lynx Golf on my eBay. Okay, my eBay ID is T-Crown Tom. If you go to tcrowntom.com, there's links to my items, and I have one of my customers got an Arnold Palmer J. Siegel Legends of the Lynx scorecard. It's actually a scorecard for Arnold Palmer from 1997. They have a bunch of, I think every single box has a scorecard and then a cut signature. So it's a good prize. Give us a call at 312-332-3776. Bill Huggins, you guys still have another week to take in items for your April auction, is that correct?
Yeah, a week or maybe 10 days or so. We're kind of winding down the deadline for the April auction. I kind of lie to everybody and give them a false deadline.
Just to get them to move a little quicker.
Right.
I got Josh Wilkins sent me a few items, like preview items. They won't be up on your website, I guess, for another week or so.
Yeah, about a week or so. We'll take down the February one and put up April.
He sent me a few cool things. Now, I put on my Twitter ID is T-Crown Tom, and on there I have a couple pictures of a couple of the items that will be in the Huggins and Scott April auction. It runs from March 31st to April 10th. One item is a 1970 Baltimore Orioles World Series ring, which was presented to a scout. That'll be in the auction. Have you seen that, Bill?
Actually, we're in Charlotte, North Carolina right now doing a show this weekend at the Metroliner Convention Center for Inside Pitch Promotions, Ray West Starkey thing. And we've got that with us, and I've had several people looking at it, you know, because there's still an Oriole following down here.
I guess so. Now, you're in Charlotte, so are you keeping an eye out for Cal Ripken 1980, the Charlotte set?
Actually, in the next auction, you know, we had the orange one in the last auction, and we have the blue one in this auction. And I'm amazed at how many people have come up to us and said, well, I've heard of these, but I've never seen one. And they live in Charlotte. Wow. I mean,
yeah.
This has got to be the only place they were ever issued, but that just goes to show you how scarce they really are.
That's where that one went for like $22,000 in your last auction, the 1980 Charlotte Cal Ripken card. Unbelievable. So my Twitter ID is T-Crown Tom, and if you send a question to me on Twitter, and that can also get in the drawing. Chris from Twitter asked about a Brian Urlacher Super Bowl football signed by Urlacher. I just saw one of those go for a little over $100 on eBay. So that's a pretty good item. And you can tweet me, T Crown Tom, and if we use it on the show, you'll get in the drawing. So we've got a lot of callers here. Let's get right to the phones. Fred from Arlington Heights is on the line. What do you have there, Fred?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
I did some work for a neighbor and in his basement, and he paid me partially. I got a American League ball signed by Gehrig and Earl Whitehill.
Really? Now, I don't know who Earl Whitehill is, but what do you think of that one, Bill?
It's signed by Luke, just those two, Fred?
Yeah, it turned out it was Earl Whitehill's grandson is the one I did the work for. Earl Whitehill knocked out Lou Gehrig in 1933 during his hitting streak, and he wound up coming back into the game and continuing the game.
Really?
Huh. Yeah.
Huh. Well, that's interesting.
I'll tell you, Fred, the unfortunate part about that ball is if it didn't have Earl on it, it has a radically different value than with Earl on it. A single signed Gehrig ball is, I mean, I think we got 28 or 29,000 for one in our couple of auctions ago and everything. And those are quite a bit. I mean, is the Gehrig on the sweet spot?
It's not like dead center sweet spot. It's a little off to one side, but it's on the sweet spot panel. You know what I mean?
Is it on an American League ball?
Yeah.
And the signature is pretty bold and clear?
It's a little faded, but it's definitely legible, and, you know, it's faded. The ball looks period.
Right. I mean, worst case scenario, Fred, I mean, the thing is 5 to 10,000 without seeing it, and, you know, best case scenario could be 10 to 15.
Very nice.
At least. I mean, certainly a great item for our auction, which our bidders would be happy to wow you probably with a number for it.
Fred, would you be able to send me a picture of it or send Bill a picture of it? If you send me one through Twitter, I'll put it up so the Twitter followers can see it. I'd like to see a picture of the Gehrig and the Whitehill on there.
What's your Twitter handle again?
Twitter ID is T Crown Tom. So if you just put the picture up and do it to @TCrownTom, if you can do it during the show, I'll keep an eye out for it and I'll actually tweet it during the show. We'd like to see that.
All right, if my daughter gets home in time, because she's got the Twitter account, I don't. But, I mean, not a problem. I'll try my best.
All right, very good, Fred. That's a great item.
If you're interested in discussing this as far as including in one of our auctions, by all means, give me a call during the week.
Absolutely, sir.
Okay, the number for Huggins and Scott during the week, if you want to call Bill Huggins, is 866-462-2273. Thanks for the call, Fred.
All right, thank you.
Okay, next on the line, we have Mike from the Ville. What's new, Mike?
Hi, Tom. How's it going?
Great.
I have two booklet cards out of 2012 Panini National Treasure. One's of Knapp, La Jolla, and it's numbered 1 out of 5. It's like a 400 club bat. And the other one's Ty Cobb. It says Triple Crown, and it's out of 10.
I think I had a Cobb on eBay for somebody, actually. I think the Cobb went for around $300. And Lajoie, I would think, boy, that might be in that same price range also. That National Treasures product from last year was a good product for having memorabilia from Hall of Famers that haven't had a lot of memorabilia cards in the past. So, you know, that was a nice one. And those booklets are also very popular. They're making some nice holders for them now where you can display a booklet card. If you like, you know, another item coming up, I didn't put a picture of this on Twitter, but another item coming up in a Huggins and Scott auction, which runs from March 31st to April 10th, is a Maryland warm-up jacket from Len Bias. What a tragedy it was with Len Bias. I was looking after I saw that item that you have in the auction, Bill, I was looking at some film, some video of him. This guy could have been maybe not as good as LeBron, but a similar player to LeBron. 6'8", strong. He had an excellent mid-range jump shot. Really good shooter. And there's a couple videos of him where he's going over a guy to dunk, and he's one of those guys that could do, when he's up in the air, it seemed like he went he had a second burner that moved him up to a second level where he could get even higher to dunk. And if, I don't know if you know the story, he was the second player drafted in the 1986 NBA draft. And apparently to celebrate, he was doing a bunch of cocaine and actually overdosed and died. So, yeah, really a tragic story, a great talent. He was drafted by the Celtics in the 1986 draft, or really something else. Do you have any estimate on that item, Bill? Have you ever had anything like that from him before?
We've had other Len Bias items. I don't know that I've ever had a jacket by him, but I'm guessing the thing is probably a $2,500 to $5,000 item or more. If it's hard to compare it because there's very little of that that ever surfaces.
Yeah, you just never know. You would imagine there can't be a ton of those around.
No, no. And I think this is from his last year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you, if you get a chance, go to YouTube and just search. There's a game on there where it's kind of a grainy, not real good film, but they're playing North Carolina, and Michael Jordan was on the Carolina team, and it's really pretty interesting to watch. Okay, next on the line, we have Jason from Joliet. What do you have there, Jason?
How's it going?
Great.
I got a full-size, authentic Walter Payton autograph helmet.
Nice. Now, is that a Steiner item, or was that from his foundation?
From the Walter Payton Foundation. I got the hologram on the back, and it's limited to 300, I believe, with the certificate of authenticity.
Oh, very nice. That it's numbered to 300, huh?
Yes.
Okay, very nice.
It's now, got his inscription on there, too, Sweetness and his yards.
Oh, that helps. Yeah. Boy, he did a big signing with Steiner, I think the final year before he died, where he signed a pretty good amount of helmets and jerseys and footballs and things like that. Bill, have you had a Payton helmet signed in one?
Yeah,
of
you know, Tom, I want to say we have. I think, Jason, that, you know, the inscription of Sweetness and the yards and everything is certainly makes that very, very unique. Most of the stuff that we see coming through us is just Walter Payton, or maybe Sweetness. The amount of yards thing is very interesting. I would venture to say this thing's $1,000 plus, at least. Is on an official real helmet?
Yeah, yes, I think the actual helmets, I think, go like $2,500 or more typically, you know, from what I've seen, at least in the Chicago area. Like $2,500 to $3,500. You know, it might be more in the Chicago area than it would be in other parts of the country, but his stuff is incredibly
hot in
the Chicago area. And that's knowing it's coming from the foundation really helps too, because, you know, that's well known that he did sign for them and had some good stuff. Okay, we've got Jim from Downers Grove has been waiting. Tell us what you have there, Jim.
I've got three Hawk jerseys. I've got Eddie Olczyk, I got Bobby Hall, and I got Stan Mikita, all autographed. I picked them up from the Dennis Savard charity outings.
Okay, so it was Olczyk's probably 75 to 100, Bobby Hall maybe 100 to 150. Who is the third one?
Stan Mikita,
probably similar to Hall. They're easier signatures, you know, obviously very popular in the Chicago area, but the value, you would think with Hull and Mikita, their stuff would be more, but they do sign a ton. They're great guys, and they're not real difficult on the signatures. So great items, but not all that valuable. The number one, the call phone number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan, with Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions and our producer Adam Abdallah. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your calls with questions about the value of your sports collectibles, your pop culture or political items. And we're giving away to one caller, or if somebody sends me a Twitter message with an item that we use, a box of 2014 Leaf Legends of the Lynx Golf with a cut signature and a signed scorecard in every box. Real neat product. I'm trying to do anything we can to make it feel like spring is actually coming, because it is right around the corner here. I always consider March 1st the first day of spring. Just mentally, it helps me through it. You got the spring training games starting this week. So give us a call at 312-332-3776. You get in the drawing. And hang in there. We've got a short break, and we'll be right back.
Now, back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
We're back. I'm Tom Morgan with Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions and our producer, Adam Abdallah. Vince Clementi from ERC Delivery couldn't make it this week. So instead of having Vince deliver the box of cards to the winner this week, it's a box of 2014 Leaf Legends of the Lynx Golf. The winner will have to come into Triple Crown in Naperville to pick the box up. You'll have to come in anytime starting tomorrow, so Monday through Saturday of this week. If you can't make it by Saturday, we'll just include it with next week's prize. We got another tweet about an item. This is kind of an interesting item. Steve tweeted he's got a 1990 National League All-Star Baseball signed by the whole team on an official ball. That was when they were at Wrigley Field. I'm looking at the roster. There's a few Hall of Famers on that ball, but it doesn't look like there's any really tough signatures on it. Bill, have you had that year's ball, or what would you think on that one?
I don't know that I've had that exact year, but most of those balls from the All-Star games in that year are, if they're clean and crisp and nice, which they usually are, they'll bring, on their worst day, 400 to 500, and on their best day, 800 to 1,000.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. That's a good ball from Steve through Twitter. My Twitter ID is TCrownTom, so I'll be checking on there if somebody comes up with something. We're getting some pretty good tweets on some things here. Okay, let's get to the phone lines. We've got, well, look who's on the line. It's the Green Lantern. How you been, Lantern?
Tommy, what's going on?
What's up?
Not much. Hey, I got a from the Marlins 97 World Series. I have an uncut sheet of 4 World Series tickets, 4 NLCS tickets, and 3 division tickets.
Okay, Lantern, how'd you come across those?
Actually,
is that the
somebody
year they won the World Series?
They did win that year.
Okay.
Yeah, I had a friend who worked at Pro Player Stadium, worked for the Marlins, and he gave it to me.
Hmm. Any value to those, Bill?
Well, Lantern, do they have seat locations? I mean, you know, where it says
yes,
aisle,
do.
Seat,
yep.
Section, and everything. Okay, so they're not it's not a proof sheet or anything. Then.
No, they were. Right. I think they were for employee purchase.
Okay,
but they do. They have rows, seat numbers, everything.
Yeah. Gosh, I'd almost venture to say that, you know, we've done very well in our auctions with 80s, 90s, 2000s tickets. But they're mostly graded because you can get 9s and 10s on them, and that's what brings a lot of money. Whereas I'm not sure if these grading companies will encapsulate a full, you know, panel of tickets. They might, depending on the size of it, and if they will, that would be the certainly the next step as far as before you were to sell this thing is to get it graded and encapsulated, because if you can get 9s and 10s, they bring crazy money.
Really? Because it's like an 11 by 17 size.
That's something to check into, Lantern. You know, next time Dylan from Beckett Grading comes into Triple Crown, usually about once a month on a Saturday, if you remind me, I'll ask him if he would be able to grade that if you're not there when he's there, Lantern.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Tom.
Yep, very good. Okay, we have another neat tweet here. Bill, you'd be interested in this one. Todd, through Twitter, sent me a message about he has a 1935 Detroit Tigers World Series pin. Now, that's an interesting item. Is it off the top of your head? Do you remember any of those, or is it
Oh, the World Series press pins, yes. Assuming it's still got the screw back, and most of those, I believe, back then were made by a company called Degis and Kluse, which is the manufacturer of those. If it is one of those, gosh, those things get, you know, 500 to 1,000 or more, depending on the ornateness of it and the condition.
Very cool. All right. Okay, next on the phone lines here, we have Ken from Lombard waiting patiently. What do you have there, Ken?
I have a baseball signed by the Brooklyn Dodgers in 1952 in the locker room.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, has that have the autographs all been authenticated? You know, there any of them?
I've never shown it to anybody. I've kept it in a dark place, and my uncle worked part time for Branch Rickey. He took me to a Brooklyn Dodgers Cubs game when Hank Sauer was still playing, and I was in the locker room with me, and they all signed it. I have a picture of me sitting on Roy Campanella's lap.
Oh, that is cool, Ken. So you were actually there when they signed the ball?
Oh, yes, I was in the locker room. I was 13 years old.
Did you meet Branch Rickey?
I honestly don't remember.
Yeah, okay. Hey, did you see the movie 42?
No.
We just saw that a week or so ago. That great movie, Ken, especially having, you know, met those guys. You got to try to watch that movie. It was really something. But that's some great autographs on there with Jackie Robinson and Roy Campanella and those guys.
Carl Ferrillo, Preacher Rowe,
Gil Hodges, great names. Bill, I think you've had some Brooklyn baseballs. What do you think of the 52-year for value?
Well, I mean, that's probably their next best year to 55, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. And those are, you know, depending on the strength of the signature, the number of signatures, the type of ball, gosh, they're 2,000 to 5,000 or more.
Wow. Well,
I think they're all on there. I really do.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I haven't looked at it in years.
If you can send me pictures, you know, I'd love to put them up on Twitter. That's a great item, and I'm sure the listeners would like to see it.
Well, if I can get to it, I will.
All right. Do you have a smartphone you can take pictures and transfer them on the internet, or sometime you ever want to bring it into Triple Crown, I'll take some photos of it.
Yeah, okay, that would be easier.
Yeah, sure. I'm in. You're in Lombard, so that's not far from Triple Crown in Naperville. Come in and see me sometime.
Is that something you're looking to sell?
No.
It didn't sound like it.
Boy, that was an affirmative no.
Yeah, that's a definite keeper by Ken. Great item, though, Ken. Thanks for the call. Okay, the number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan with Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer Adam Abdallah. Vince Clementi from ERC Delivery couldn't make it today, so we're running it by ourselves this week, and we're giving away a box of 2014 Leaf Legends of the Lynx to one caller or tweeter that we use on the show. We'll do a drawing at the end of the show. This week, since Vince isn't here to deliver it through ERC Delivery, the winner will have to come into Triple Crown in Naperville between tomorrow and Saturday, or we'll move the box in with next week's prize. So give us a call at 312-332-3776 with an item that you want to know the value of. It could be a sports collectible, pop culture, political item, whatever it is you might have. The Riverview guy's been waiting. Thanks for waiting, Riverview guy. What do you have this week?
My chimp tax. Hey, I got.
Yeah, Bugs Bunny signed what?
I wish. No, yeah. No blank. No, I've got a couple items up real quick. I've got a signed Edward Kennedy picture.
Edward Kennedy signed photo, huh?
Ted Kennedy, right.
What do you think on that, Bill, and a Ted Kennedy sign? I haven't seen one of his. He probably
I think he's probably third on the scale of 1, 2, and 3 of the brothers.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
And also I have Barbara Bush. I met her in Bloomingdale at a senior center several years ago, and she signed a beautiful 8x10 picture of herself.
Barbara Bush did, huh?
Yeah, GW's mom.
Yeah, that's a cool one. I would think that should be, you know, at least 75 or 100, I would think, for Barbara Bush. And what do you think of Ted Kennedy? Would he be a couple hundred?
Oh, he's a few hundred. Yeah, he's a couple of hundred dollars at least, depending on how nice the photo is and how nice that thing is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great photo. Yeah.
Have you ever had a JFK single signed photo in an auction, Bill?
We have. Yes, we've had signed. I actually think we had a signed baseball of his that brought a crazy number. I'd have to look it up. But, no, his stuff, and a lot of it depends on when it was signed, whether he was as a senator or whether as a president. So
yeah. You know, a lot of times people will give me a funny look when I'll say, you know, you could get some athlete to sign a baseball or that anybody can sign a baseball. But if you get single signed baseballs of any type celebrity, it's amazing sometimes what non-baseball players single signed baseballs will go for.
Oh yeah, there's a large audience of those people out there that, and a lot of them on our mailing list, who collect non-baseball players on baseballs, for lack of a better way to say it.
Yeah. I got Derrick Rose on a baseball, and when I tell people that, sometimes people are like, what? What'd you do that for? I think it's neat. You know, then there's baseball players, big-name baseball players, and Huggins and Scott in their March 31st through April 10th auction, so their April auction. Josh Wilkins sent me a picture of a Babe Ruth Yankee Stadium locker tag that will be in your April auction. Bill, any estimate on the value of that item? That's pretty cool. So that came right off his locker in Yankee Stadium?
Yeah, I understand there were very few of those issued to the players and stuff. And the research that my staff has done found one other one that sold for, I want to say, $7,500.
Wow, nice. It's a cool-looking item. I have it. These items aren't up yet on the Huggins and Scott website. They won't be up for another week or so, so I've got a couple of the items up on my T-Crown Tom Twitter ID. You can look, scroll down a little bit. There's probably three or four down from the top. There's a picture of the Babe Ruth Yankee Stadium locker tag, and also that 1970 Baltimore Orioles ring. And while I'm looking down here, this was actually an interesting thing I found yesterday. Once again, going in the spring mode here, Bill. I found online, Adam, you might think this is pretty cool actually, too. It's a video of the last three innings of Jim Maloney's 1965 no-hitter at Wrigley Field versus the Cubs. And the cool part about it, it's the actual live feed with Jack Brickhouse and those guys, and the commercials and all that stuff are in it.
I bet the commercials are the best part.
Yeah, it's really pretty cool. So, you know, if you are an old, longtime Chicago guy, or if you've never seen or anything by Jack Brickhouse, check that out. There's a link to it on my T-Crown Tom Twitter. I think it's like an hour long. It's really kind of cool. Once again, get you into the spring mode here. We're doing anything we can to get the spring going here. We're going to kick its butt if we have to. Dave from Oak Brook is on the line. Tell us what you have there, Dave.
We got a signed, authentic Nike golf ball signed by Tiger Woods with authenticity.
Ah, very. Now, how is it authenticated?
I'm terrible. I don't know. I have the authenticity. I'm not sure what it was authenticated by.
Okay, because like if it's Upper Deck, you know for sure that's good. If it's some local card shop, you know it might need to be authenticated by somebody else. But a golf ball. Now I'm thinking, probably $300 or $400. Is that what you're thinking on a Tiger golf ball?
Actually, Tiger didn't sign many golf balls.
Yeah.
The ones that surface that have, you know, recognized authentication will bring sometimes $1,000 or more.
Wow, especially really?
Especially some of the old Titleist that he used before he went with Nike.
Wow, that's cool. Wow, Dave, you'll have to check it out.
Yeah, I believe it's one of the first Nike balls, actually, that he was using.
It's a Nike
ball. When he switched over to Nike, yeah.
Yeah.
Correct.
But not, great item.
Is that something you'd want in a Huggins and Scott auction, Bill?
Oh, we would certainly want that in our auction. Absolutely. I've got oodles of guys would be bidding on that.
Yeah, so, Dave, if you're interested in putting it in an auction, it sounds like it would do. It's a better item than I thought it might have been. That's a great item.
Absolutely, guys. Hey, one other quick one. I got
sure.
A signed seat back from Greg Maddux. It's the actual Wrigley Field seat signed by Greg Maddux, authenticity, and it's encased and everything else.
Yeah, that's pretty neat. Seat back. I've seen that. That seems to be popular lately for people to do that, and I'm thinking a couple of $100 on a Maddux.
He's
got a signature that looks kind of like a tornado or something.
Yeah,
it's hard
absolutely.
To describe. It doesn't necessarily look like Greg Maddux, but you know that's his signature. If it's authenticated, his items still go for a lot of money. One of the greatest pitchers of all time. Mike from, is it Paddock Lake, Mike, that you're calling from?
Yeah.
Where is that?
That's just 15 miles west of Kenosha.
Oh, okay. You're up in Wisconsin. Very good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 15 miles west of Lake Geneva.
That might tie in with the item that you have then.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah. I have a authentic Packer helmet with Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre, and Bart Starr. Got it all authenticated.
I like that.
Yeah, so I was just wanting to know what the value of that would be.
Yeah, it's a full-size Packers official helmet signed by all three of them.
Yes.
Well,
I got pictures. I had the two of them sent out, you know, and they had pictures taken with the helmet. And
I'm thinking $500 or $600 on that. Bill, are you with me on that?
Oh, I'm with you on that, yeah, at least. I don't know that I've seen one of those three.
I'm trying
on
to
it.
Think the same thing. I don't think I have. So that's a really good item, Mike.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
You well, a big-time, long-time Packer fan?
Yeah, yeah.
Any
yeah.
Lombardi items you have in your collection?
No, just a couple. No, not really to say no. But
well, thanks
but
for I the sure, call, Mike.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
All right, very good. The number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan with Bill Huggins of Huggins & Scott Auctions and our producer, Adam Abdallah. We're on till 8 a.m. Central Time. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles, sports, pop culture, political, whatever. We're giving away a box of Leaf Legends of the Lynx golf to one caller, or somebody tweets me an item that we use. So give us a call. It's time for a short break, but hang in there. We'll be right back.
Tune in Sunday mornings at 7 for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ercdelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
On ESPN Chicago and ESPNChicago.com.
We're back. I'm Tom Morgan with Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, our producer Adam Abdallah. Our guy, Vince Clementi from ERC Delivery, couldn't make it today. He must be out doing his on-demand deliveries all throughout the Chicagoland area. It's incredible, some of the things. They can deliver just about anything for you. If you need something delivered immediately, check out Vince Clementi at ercdelivery.com.
Are we sure Vince isn't Canadian and he's just watching the game somewhere?
You know, maybe he is. Is it still 1-0?
It's 2-0 now. Sidney Crosby scored a goal in the second period. They're in the second intermission now.
Okay, Taves scored the first goal. I know that. Yeah, way to go, Taves. Some good Blackhawks on that Canadian team, at least. If the U.S. couldn't win, I guess you don't mind seeing if Taves and Sharp and Duncan Keith are on that team. So, yeah, I guess go Canada as far as that goes. Sidney Crosby's having a big year. He had those concussion problems for a while, but his stuff seems he's back playing at his highest level, and his values seem to be right back up there along with his play. We've got Rich is on the line from the Northwest side. Tell us what you have there, Rich.
How are you guys doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
No problem. I was hoping maybe you guys could shed some light on this for me. I have a Bobby Brown ball, ESA, signed by Charlie Gehringer. He was elected to the Hall of Fame in 47.
Sure.
But on this ball here, he's got it inscribed HOF 40. I'm wondering if you guys could maybe tell me why he did that. I've seen a couple of baseballs that are like that, but not very many. So I was hoping maybe I've been doing some research and I can't find out why he did that.
Well, is that anything that you know about, Bill, or is it just
Rich, he signed it HOF what?
1940 instead of 47. That's not anything I have seen myself. The one thing I know about Charlie Gehringer is he looked to me to be a real perfectionist because he's got the straightest autograph.
It
looked like he really took his time with it, which makes me think it would be really odd that he would have the wrong year on that. That's something we may have to look up what the deal is behind that.
He was the MVP in 1940.
Oh, well, maybe that's what he was doing then.
Yeah.
You know, where he was in the Hall of Fame plus that he was the 1940 MVP, maybe that's what he was doing.
I don't know. It's weird. I can't find anything about him.
But he didn't put MVP next to 40. Just he put HOF and 40.
Yeah, I've seen some balls that have MVP 40.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's probably what it is, and for maybe was in a hurry and for whatever reason didn't put that on there. Any idea on a Charlie Gehringer single sign ball, Bill?
I think those with inscriptions, they get a couple of $100.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think he was one of the tougher signatures.
He lived for a while, too.
Yeah, and you see his stuff out there. But like I said, everything I've ever seen of him, he really just had a perfect signature. He really took his time when he signed an item. Mark from Naperville's on the line. Tell us what you have, Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
First time caller. I just moved to Naperville area from Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Great.
And,
welcome to Naperville, Mark.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And this is first time listening to your show. I have a stretch of books from the Sporting News starting from 1928 from my grandfather that I have stored away going all the way to 1974. So they're sporadic. I mean, 28, 30, 33, 34, 35, a stretch period all the way up to 1974.
So it wasn't every Sporting News, but just random Sporting News from those years.
Yeah, there's a stretch through the 30s, probably maybe 7 or 8, and then through the 40s, maybe 6 or 7, you know.
Any of those older ones have any value to you, Bill?
Well, is this the paper version thing?
Yes. Yes. It's interesting.
Do you have complete years, Mark, or just sporadic issues?
It's just, like I said, I haven't looked at them in a while, and I was listening to your radio station here, and I haven't looked at the years, but I know there's a stretch of, like, through the 30s. But the interesting part is having all the team pictures of all the teams, the photos, all the, you know, the different pictures in the books itself, too. So.
Do you ever sell those, like, from the 20s, 30s, 40s era? It's not something I'm big on, but...
We have sold complete runs of the years. Now, Mark, are you saying these are books, or they're
actual books? They're actual books. Yeah.
Okay. Well, isn't then the newspaper size 40.
No. No. Huh. No. These are actual books, and it's kind of cool seeing the pictures of the players, the whole team, and then
Sporting News record books, or
yes, yeah, the books, yeah, the record books, yeah.
Okay, because they did several of them. They did World Series records. They did guidebooks. They did. A few different other types of statistical books. They were just depending on which ones you have. The ones from the 20s and 30s, though, most of those are in the $25 to $50 range, unless you've got a Babe Ruth or a Ty Cobb or a Joe DiMaggio or a Lou Gehrig on the cover. Then they bring more.
Yeah, and like I say, they have different pictures. I haven't looked at them in probably 6 years, but they have the color photo of the best player of that year type of thing.
Well, send a photo maybe sometime, or if you want to bring a couple, if you do have some big names on the cover, bring a couple of them in the Triple Crown and show them to me in Naperville. I'll take a look.
Okay, yeah, definitely. Thank you very much.
Nice, Mark.
I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you.
KC from Mount Prospect is on the line. What's going on there, KC? Thanks for holding.
Thank you. I've got both signed, but... Ron Kittle and Carlton Fisk.
A double signed baseball with Kittle and Fisk. That's a nice White Sox collector ball. I would think that's probably in the $75 range, KC. They were both on the 83 White Sox, so that's a good item. Next on the line, we have Joel from Homer Glen. What's new there, Joel?
Hey, gentlemen. How are you?
Good.
I've got a Tiger Woods autograph on a St. Andrews scorecard.
On a scorecard? They have some of those Tiger-signed scorecards, actual scorecards that he used in a tournament are in that Legends of the Links golf product. We're giving away that box to one caller today, and I think Tiger sells in there for $300 to $500. Now, just an autograph of a random scorecard, Bill, you think that's still in that range, or what do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I would think absolutely, especially with the golf course that he has it from,
Yeah, very nice.
Thanks.
Okay. The number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan with Bill Huggins of Huggins & Scott Auctions. We're on just till 8 o'clock Central Time. We're on every Sunday from 7 to 8. We're giving away a box of 2014 Leaf Legends of the Links Golf to one caller. You still have time. We've got about 9 minutes left here. If you want to give us a call, if you have a question about the value of an item, you'll get in the drawing. Since our guy Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery isn't with us today, I'll give away the box, and you'll have to come into Triple Crown in Naperville to pick it up this week. If you win, I'm closed on Sundays. You'd have to come in anytime tomorrow through Saturday if you do win. And then these, if you're tweeting me an item and we use it on the show, you can tweet me during the week. If we use it on the Sunday show, you'll get in the drawing for that Sunday. My Twitter ID is tcrowntom. My website is tcrowntom.com. On eBay, I've got a Chris Bryant autograph from Leaf Memories ending today. With spring training starting, Chris Bryant of the Cubs and Jose Abreu of the White Sox, couple of big-time hitters, maybe. We'll have to see if they can actually hit major league pitching. But their autographs are getting hot now that spring training's getting started up. So check out my tcrowntom.com website with links to the T-Crown Tom eBay seller ID. I've got some nice stuff ending today. And let's see, we've got Pistol Pat's on the line. What's new, Pistol Pat? What do you have this week?
Hey, T-Crown Tom, great show there again.
Thanks. What do you have?
I got a couple items. I got Champions of Golf Masters Collection, the Tiger Rookie Card, unopened box, Ultimate Golf Collection, it says on there.
Hmm, the unopened box. What year was that from?
I'm trying to figure, but it's like a gold version. I imagine from 97, I'm thinking. Oh, yeah, 97, it says on the back of the box.
Was that the one with, they were black cards on that, in that
set?
Yeah,
that's it. That's it.
And you have an unopened box from there.
Yeah, it's like the gold version.
And I'm looking, it looks like somebody just sold one for $74.95 on eBay.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's the way it looks.
Okay, then I got a couple autograph signatures from Sandy Koufax from 2007. Sweet signatures. They're numbered out of 25, and one's grade 8.5 from Beckett. They're both all the same product, same exact item. What would those be going?
Did Beckett grade the autograph also, or just the card?
They graded everything, corners, centering, all that, and they gave it an autograph of 10.
So the autograph's a 10. Well, that's good. That helps it. Yep. I'm thinking probably $400 or $500 on that item. That's a good Koufax autograph. See, he's been signing more and more in the different packs that are coming out for now. He's been signing for Topps quite a bit, but his stuff still goes for a lot of money, that's for sure. Clayton Kershaw is almost like this generation's Koufax, the way he's been pitching. The lefty for the Dodgers, he's been putting up some big time numbers similar to the top era of Koufax. Warren from Bolingbrook is on the line. Tell us what you have there, Warren.
Well, you know what? I have got a United States Postal Service Bicycle Racing League back in the mid-90s signed by Lance Armstrong, among other members of the United States Postal Service bicycling team.
Okay.
And I don't know if Lance Armstrong's signature is worth squat anymore.
You know, I don't know either. I've never really had anything of his. I'm sure it can't be worth what it was a few years ago. Have you had anything from him, Bill?
Well, like you just said, Tom, his stuff is sort of in the Sammy Sosa, Roger Clemens, Mark McGwire, Barry Bonds type, category right now. Of it was great. It may be there someday again, but right now it's just very few people are looking for him.
Yeah,
right?
I would almost doubt that his stuff would ever come back that much, but I guess you never know. It's still a neat collectible, but with that story that came out, all that stuff that came out about him, I would think the demand for his stuff would be pretty low, and it might not ever come back. John from Hinsdale's on the line. Tell us what you have, John.
Good morning, guys. I have a baseball signed by the whole team of the 1950 Cleveland Indians.
50 Cleveland Indians. Let's see, they won the World Series in, what, 54 and 48 or something like that, or they were, I don't know. 50 wasn't a winning year, but they had some good players on that team.
Fellers, well, they were 92 and 62 that year.
Yeah, that's a good year. Any idea on the value of that particular ball? Are there any signatures on there, Bill, that make it a tougher ball?
No, you're going to have your Feller, and I believe Dobie, and the majority of the team that was still there, and their 54 championship team, I think, was there. Depending on the condition, the number of signatures, the type of ball, the age of it's going to.
Go ahead.
You know, it's a little bit faded in the ball, but it has everybody's signature. There was the only one I could not find was a no-name player, but it has Lou Boudreau, it has Bob Melvin, Bob Feller, Al Rosen, Dale Mitchell, Larry Doby, and Early Wynn.
Okay.
I mean, it has everybody. I mean, it's a full thing that got passed around the dugout.
Yeah, that's
I mean, it's $300 to $500 on its worst day, and plus whatever, depending on exactly what it does look like.
If you get a couple of the right Indians fans going after it in an auction, you just never know what it would go for. But that $300 to $500 is what I was thinking also, Bill, on that one. Bradley from Norridge is on the line. Tell us what you have there, Bradley.
Hi, my dad got this Walter Payton signed hat and jersey authenticated a few days before he died at a Park District auction. I was just wondering what it's worth for him.
A Payton signed jersey and what, a Bears hat?
Bears hat and jersey. I believe it's the home jersey.
Okay. Did he sign Sweetness on it or just Walter Payton, or how was it signed?
I believe he did sign Sweetness, but I'm not too sure.
I think the jerseys are still going in the $1,500 to $2,000 range, actually. We'd have to check that out. You know, I can update it. But that's good money for one of the jerseys, you know, for an authentic autograph. That's a great item. And we have time for another one here. This sounds like a very interesting item to finish the show with. Scott from Northbrook is on the line. Tell us what you have there, Scott.
Morning. I have Ted Williams' rookie card, 1939 Playball with a PSA 8 on it.
PSA 8. That's wow. That's nice. Yeah. I'd like to look up the population report and see how many got 8s or even higher than that. Bill, that's a great item for a Huggins and Scott auction. Have you had any in that condition recently or even?
Ooh, I want to say not recently. The 8s are pretty tough on that card.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really remarkable. I found it at a garage sale about 25 years ago.
And you got it graded then after that, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, wow, that is cool. Any estimate on the value of that in that good a condition, Bill?
Well, gosh, I just have to kind of check and see what they have sold for, but it's certainly thousands of dollars, you know.
Yeah, big money. If you think you want to, if you think we have to cut it off here because we're at the end of the show, but contact Bill at Huggins and Scott at 866-462-2273 if you think you want to auction that, Scott.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for the call. We're at the end of another show. I'm Tom Morgan with Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Sunday from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, and it's time to do the drawing for the box of cards. Vince Clementi from ERC Delivery couldn't make it this week, so the winner will have to come into Triple Crown in Naperville sometime between tomorrow and this Saturday. Pick up the box. It's a box of 2014 Leaf Legends of the Lynx Golf, and the winner is Rich from the Northwest Side. The number at Triple Crown in Naperville is 630-357-7707 if you need directions or whatever, but Rich from Northwest Side is the winner. Okay, don't forget now, Huggins and Scott, April auction. You've got another week to 10 days or so to get items in there. Call Bill Huggins anytime during the week, 866-462-2273, if you think you have something you want to consign to one of their auctions. Adam Abdallah, another great week. Vince, I hope you're feeling better. Bill Huggins, thanks again. Have a great week, everybody.